have a word for you this morning, and I have seen the adversary at work already today. How many of you know that you can see the adversary at work? You know? You can feel it, you can see it, and you know. And so I just believe that that means that the word that I have this morning is a word that someone needs, and that the enemy doesn't like that. Can we talk that way? Absolutely, because I believe that we need to be real with one another, and we need to recognize that we can sugarcoat it, we can make it sound good, we can make excuses, but the truth is the enemy is at work, and he does not want for you to receive what the Lord has for you, because how many of you know that what the Lord has for you is good? What the Lord has for you is good, and the enemy doesn't want for you to grasp a hold of the goodness of God, because when you walk in the goodness of God and you recognize the goodness of God in your life, you're already setting yourself up for victory. Amen? So what the enemy would rather you feel is that the goodness of God is not for you, and he'd rather fill your mind with lies and all these things so that you can set yourself up for being defeated. So he is at work. But how many of you know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, than every foul spirit or every work of the enemy? God is greater. He lives within us, and he wants us to be filled with his goodness. And so this morning, I believe that he has a good word for us, and that we're going to receive that, and the enemy is defeated, because I'm setting us up right now for victory. Is that good? So a few weeks ago, Jonathan had set this up with Pastor Johnny when their schedule would work, and then I was like, oh, Jonathan, that's the weekend I'm going to God Chicks. So I'm like, I'm going to be gone, and I'm going to come in late, and then I've got to do worship and word and all, you know, and I was like, but that's okay. I'm going to prepare myself way ahead of time. So I tried to prepare my songs ahead of time, and I just couldn't get my set, and I'm like, that's okay, God, you know, I know that you're at work, and I laid time aside, and then I was like, Monday, I'm going to really focus on what I knew the Lord deposited into my spirit, because he gave me one simple word, and I knew I was going to do something that rotated around that word. And Captain Rex, they called us, and they said, so we're going to be in tonight. Well, they weren't supposed to be until Tuesday night, and I was like, awesome. And they're like, we know you had host homes for us Tuesday, Wednesday, but do you think it's possible to have some host homes Monday? Because their bus had broke down. And so I'm like, absolutely. And so we hosted, and we had them come in Monday. And so I was like, you know what, God, you just know that this week is full of a lot. And it's no surprise to you. You already knew this was all going to happen. And I know you've deposited a word in me, and I'm going to run with it. And it's one word. And this morning I can say it in Spanish and English, because that's really awesome. Agua. Water. And so this morning I want to talk to you. God put that word in my spirit, water. And I began to search out scriptures. Do you know that water is mentioned 722 times in the Bible? So I looked up all 722. No, I'm just teasing. I did not look up all 722 times of water in the Bible, but what I will tell you is in Genesis, you will find the very first mention of water, Genesis 1:2. Can we pull that up? The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Before there was anything, there was water. And the very last mention of water in the Bible we'll find in Revelations, my next scripture, 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. So what we can find is that from the beginning, there was water. And at the end, we find water once again, that it is freely given to each and every one of us. So I want to tell you today that water is free. Amen? And the neat thing about it is, for me, when I look at the word water, I can't help but thinking of the other word, refreshing. Have you ever needed refreshing? Do you need refreshing today? See, the Lord sees where you're at. Water, it quenches our thirst, and it fills our need. God gave us water for a very practical use in our bodies and the environment. And it is basically a necessity. It is a necessity for all living things. So I ask you this morning, are you alive? And if you are alive, that is a good thing. but it also means that you have a necessity this morning, and that is water. We need hydration to function properly. And the problem is some of us are not functioning properly because we don't have the refreshing and the water that we need. And we've allowed ourselves to run dry. Water carries great significance to us in the spiritual realm. Just like we know that it is a necessity in the natural, we know that spiritually it is a necessity, and we must be hydrated to function the way that God wants us to function. We have a promise this morning as believers. If you're not a believer, then you need to become a believer today, because this promise will then be for you. We have a promise as a believer, and it comes from John 7:37. And I just still like to read my actual Bible, so I'm going to let you read the screen. But it says in John 7:37, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out. I like that. He stood his ground. And he didn't just whisper and he didn't just talk it, but he cried out. Now I know Emmy was, I don't know where she is, I'm going to look for her. Yeah, I did. I saw her little bun. Hey, we got matching buns. All right. I know in worship she was feeling the Spirit of God, and you want for others to feel what you're feeling, right? Because when you have this cry from your spirit, you want for others to connect with that. And I believe that here, what I'm getting ready to read is written in red because it's what Jesus said. But it says before that, before it gets to his declaration, he stood and he cried out. And this is what he cried out. He said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. He cried it out to the people. If you're thirsty, come to me and I'll give you drink. And if you believe in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, not stagnated, polluted, dirty water, but living water that brings life. The water is for us today. The refreshing is for us. And then he said, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Through the Holy Spirit this morning, we have access to tap in to water, to being hydrated spiritually, that we can walk and move forward how God wants us to. So we can all relate to this, how good it feels to be refreshed. Amen? Amen. Now, in a physical sense, I remember on one of our missions trips, we were in Peru, and it was so hot. I think it's the hottest I've ever been anywhere. And I am not a cold shower person. I'm just sorry. I'll not take a shower before I have to go to cold water. I just can't handle it. And so this is probably the first time in my life that I welcomed an ice-cold shower. I was so hot that I was like, I need some refreshing. I feel dirty. I feel hot, sticky, and I just need some refreshing. And when they said, oh, all the water there's cold, bring it on. It feels good. So I don't know if you're here today and you just feel nasty and dirty and sticky, and God is saying to you, don't be afraid of the cold water. Go ahead and get under the spout because I want to refresh you. And you have a choice to say, I don't want cold water. I don't like cold water. I like hot water. I'm used to the warm water. And you can miss out on the refreshing. Or you can say, you know what? I don't particularly like it, but I'm doing it. And then feel that absolute refreshing fall on you. It's your choice. The effects of being dehydrated. We're just going to be practical this morning with this word. The effects of being dehydrated, one of those effects is you're thirsty. I'm actually thirsty right now. I can tell, like, my mouth is dry, and I'm thinking, I am thirsty. John 4:14 says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Are you thirsty? And you know the answer to that this morning. No, I'm good. I'm all good. I don't need anything. No, thank you. Are you thirsty? Because you need the Holy Spirit. And here's what we do sometimes when we're thirsty. We look for a substitute. We think, I'm thirsty, and so because I know I'm thirsty, I'm going to grab all these different things. But there is no replacement of the water. There's no replacement of the living water. You know, I can take a Coke and drink it down, but I can't drink it down like I can refreshing water. And there's something about when, and I forgot to bring my little, I was going to bring my little water thing this morning that I carry around. I try really good. I get cute ones. I get cute different water things because I think it's going to help me drink better. And so I have one that has a straw and it's all fancy and kind of tall. And I'm like, that's a tall one too. And that makes it look like if I finish this, I really drink a lot. It just makes that water bottle look small. But actually, if you add ice to it, it's the same amount as the water bottle. So it's kind of deceptive. And so the other day I found a Mickey Mouse one and I thought, I'm going to get that. My dad's name was Mickey and Father's Day was coming around. And I thought, you know, I am buying that in honor of my dad and I'm going to drink out of this Mickey Mouse water thing. And so I filled it with water, and as soon as I got in the car, Abigail goes, I'm thirsty, can I have a drink? So I passed it back to her and she took a drink, and then Koa goes, I was thirsty too. And I'm like, okay, y'all should have got your own water bottles, but here you go. And then I took a drink and I went, oh, I don't think I rinsed all the soap out of it. But my kids were drinking it and it was just fine to them, but to me I was like, whoa, wait a minute, like this, we need to wash this better and rewind and re-go fill it. But they, I guess, thought that's how our water tasted. I don't know, but they were thirsty and I was thirsty and I knew we would get thirsty. How many of you know you're going to get thirsty? So if we're going on a hike or we're going somewhere, we know that we're going to take our water with us because we know we're going to get thirsty. And we're going to be out maybe on this hike and everybody's going to want water. And if we don't prepare ourselves, we're going to find ourselves in a thirsty state. This morning, I want to remind you that if you don't prepare yourself, if you don't get into the Word, if you don't spend time with the Lord, if you don't come to church, if you don't pray, you're going to set yourself up to be in a thirsty place. And so in order to prevent that, you've got to take it with you. Everywhere you go, take your water with you. Take that word with you to the store. Take that word with you to your workplace. Take that word with you to school. Take it with you because you will find if you don't, you're setting yourself up to be thirsty. But we should also have a thirst for Him. He should be our greatest thirst. Water's the best thing we can drink. Now, you may have your favorite, and you may prefer something else over water, but the truth is, water is the best. He is the best, and you may have other things in your life that you enjoy, and God's given us wonderful things. I'm glad there's all these things in life that I can enjoy, but He is the best, and He is what I need the most of. And if I get off balance, then I have a lack. So practically, we know when we become dehydrated, we have a thirst. And we're going to look to fill it with something. And I hope that when you're thirsty, you'll fill it with Jesus. Spiritually, you'll fill yourself with Jesus. Something else that happens when we're dehydrated is we get tired and sleepy. I think we have some people within the body of Christ who have become dehydrated and they've been tired and sleepy. I don't know about you, when I get tired and sleepy, the things that I normally enjoy, I don't enjoy. Have you ever, somebody invited you somewhere and you're like, I just don't feel like it, I'm just too tired. And they're like, what? No, let's go get ice cream. I'm just too tired. You're too tired for ice cream? You are really tired. But when we become dehydrated, we get tired, we get sleepy. And there are several scriptures in the God's Word that talks about awake, arise, awake. And we as the church need to awake. It is the enemy who wants you sleepy and tired. He doesn't want you alert and doesn't want you to be on it. But God wants you to awake. In Revelations 3, 2 and 3, it says, and he's talking to one of the churches here, it says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. We in the body of Christ need to be awake. Awake and ready to repent when we need to repent. Awake and ready to see what is happening, like we talked about this morning, the adversary that's at us, the adversary that comes. We don't need to sleep through it. Oh, well, I guess he came and took everything, like this talks about, coming like a thief. But alert, being sensitive. Another effect of dehydration is being dizzy, off balance, just not quite right. Spiritually, where you can't function properly. Whoa, I just don't feel right. Maybe you just don't feel right because you need some water. You spiritually need some water. See, I used to love to ride all kinds of those crazy rides at like Six Flags and so forth. And when I was younger, I rode like the swings like four times in a row. And I really blame my sickness on that because I'm like, now I can't hardly ride all these fun rides. And so when we were in Santa Paula, we had passes to Magic Mountain. And there's a ride there, some of you may have ridden it. It's called the Tatsu. And so your legs are hanging and you go all through this stuff. And Emmy's like, Mom, that is so awesome. You've got to ride it. And I'm like, well, you know, I can only ride one because then it does me in. And so we got on that ride and it was crazy. Don't ride it. And when we got off, the rest of my day was ruined. I had to just sit down because I was so dizzy then. It was like, I am going to throw up. I feel sick. I'm dizzy. I've just got to sit down and just like look forward. And I can't really be looking around. And isn't that what dizziness kind of does to you? You can't really be quick and alert because you just got to like sit there and kind of get in the zone. You don't feel right. And the enemy wants to pin you there spiritually. He wants to pin you there spiritually where you don't feel quite right, and so all you can do is just kind of be a knot on a log. How many of you want to be Christian knots on logs? Because all this, I just can't take it. I can't focus on all of this. You can't focus on all of this because you're dehydrated. Because when you spiritually are pouring into you and you're hydrated spiritually in God's word, you can handle more than what you ever thought you could. And your focus isn't on all the problems, but your focus is on him. But you see, when we become dehydrated, our focus is, I'm sick. I don't feel good. This isn't right. I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And then we feel worse. Another effect of being dehydrated is we get dry skin. One of my motherly tips, I probably should say this more to my children, but one of the things my mom always said, the more water you drink, the better your skin will be. I'm still learning. Water does a lot for your skin. And, you know, then I read if you're dehydrated and you pinch your skin, everybody pinch your skin, and it stays up, you're dehydrated. So if you pinched your skin this morning and it stays up a little second, you're dehydrated and you need water physically. And so I'm thinking, oh, so these are spiritually what we can take from that is what's inward surfaces outward. So if inwardly I'm dehydrated, outwardly it's going to show. My skin's going to be dry. It's going to clump together and stay. No. And so I know that inwardly something's going on and it surfaces outward. And whether anybody else pays attention, I probably have someone say, boy, your skin is dry. But you know, have you ever just taken your arm like that? Oh, there, now I already have white because my skin is dry. Most people aren't going to come to you and say to you, you know, you've got an inward problem where you're needing to be hydrated in God's word because it's really surfacing on the outside right now. But how many of you know we notice those things? And we notice when our outward is not lining up. And we know that it's an internal thing, right? And so what is inward surfaces outward sooner or later. And we need to stay hydrated, because then if we are hydrated, what we're going to give, if you ever seen someone with smooth skin and they're like, oh man, that's so soft, you just want to touch it. We will exude the beauty of being refreshed by God in our outward appearance if we're inwardly hydrated. Another effect of being dehydrated is a headache. Just don't feel well, and there's just pain. Headache is no fun. Anybody who suffers from migraines, you're like, oh yeah, no, you don't even want that. And we want to fix it, right? And so we try to find things to fix it, to just make it go away. And how many of us spiritually have tried to find things to just make things go away, but it wasn't water? But the answer is really simple: water. So if someone said, oh, you have a headache, well, have you drank anything? No, Well, maybe you should drink something. No. How many of you have done that spiritually with someone? Well, are you in the Word? No. Well, you know, that probably would fix a lot of the problems you're having. No. It's like, that's not what I'm looking for. Or, you know, some people say, no, I don't like water. You know, there's people that's like, no, I don't really like the Word. It's truth. But it's what you need. And it will fix your problem. But you want something different, so you go and you grab this, and you do this, and you read up on this, and you're like, you know, the answer to my relational problem is steps A, B, C, D, and some of those things may help you. Some of those things may be good, but the true answer lies in the root of Jesus. It all goes back to Jesus. And so these are things. We become thirsty, tired, sleepy, dizzy. Outwardly, we have effects like dry skin and headache. Now, that's all real practical, and I think we can all relate to something on that list. And when we look at that in the practical, but then we pull it over to the spiritual, we realize if that's where we're at, we need some help. And so here's your answers. Isaiah 12:3. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. I want to tell you this morning, if you're dehydrated, you need joy. And you can draw joy from the wells of salvation. Think back of where you were and where you are today. Draw from that in a season when you're feeling dry and when you're feeling tired. Think about where you are today because of what he did for you in the act of him dying on the cross, from your salvation. And we should take joy in our salvation. Amen? Something else that brings hydration, not only just the enjoyment and the blessings of God and what he's done for us, but we need confidence. Jeremiah 17:8, it says, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. I love this. We don't have to be afraid when the heat is on. Does anybody know that song? The heat is on. Da, 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 da. Because when we are keen to the adversary and what he's doing, we can recognize the heat is on. The enemy is at work. The adversary is at hand. And we can freak out and we can get all upset. It says this here that we don't have to fear. But its leaf will be green. We can flourish despite the heat being turned up. We can flourish in Christ because we're rooted by him. Where are we rooted by him? By the river, by the water. The Holy Spirit brings us rivers of living water. And when we plant ourselves by him and we're rooted in him, rooted in the word, walking in the Holy Spirit, the heat may be turned up, but we are still going to flourish. And then it says, you won't be anxious in the year of drought. You won't be anxious because you know who you're in. I am in Christ Jesus. I am planted in him. He has provision for me. My roots are in him. I know who I'm rooted in. And I don't have to be fearful like everyone else. I don't have to get all anxious. But I'm going to continue to yield fruit. I'm going to continue. I don't even have to just stop. But I can continue in that process. This morning for you, if you've been dehydrated, not only can you pull from the joy of the blessings of God in your life because of salvation, but you can be confident and you don't have to be afraid. Because here's the thing, he wants to make you sleepy because you're afraid and you just don't want to deal with it. Anybody ever wanted to just sleep through it for a while? I've had seasons in my life where I thought if I didn't have to wake up, that would feel pretty good. That's where the enemy wants you. But this is where the Lord wants you. That I am planted in him and I'm not going to be anxious and I'm not going to fear. I'm going to continue growing and I'm going to continue yielding fruit because I am in Christ Jesus. Something else he wants to give you is provision, Isaiah 48:2. And they did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock, and the waters gushed out. I love that. And they did not thirst when he led them through the desert. He's going to lead you through a desert. You may not like it. You may not want it. You may not have asked for it, paid for it, or whatever, but he's going to lead you through a desert. Maybe you've already been in one, and you're like, I've already been through the desert. Is there a song on that, too? I've been through the desert or something. I don't know. I always think of songs when I speak anyways. That may be a bad song, so I don't know what that was, but anyways. Yeah, probably. So, but see how that stays in your subconscious? And so he's going to lead you through a desert. He is. But he caused the waters to flow through the rock, and they weren't thirsty in the desert. How is that possible, to be in a desert and not be thirsty? The heat turned on. Like, you know, if you were literally in the middle of the desert, the sun is shining on you, heat is on. But with Christ, through him, all things are possible. He makes the impossible possible. He breaks the rules. He does things differently. His ways are not our ways. What he sees is not what we see. He makes provision. And he takes what we see in the natural as just a rock. And he'll tell you, split it and see what I can do. He'll take something that looks solid and set before you that you didn't think could do what it could do. How many of you think rocks produce water? No. But in Christ, they can. And he'll take that which is a lump in front of you that you don't think can be used, and he'll give you an action. I like that. He doesn't just say, I'm going to do it for you. Just stand there and behold. Split it. And when you make that step of faith and you split it, see what I'll do for you. If you're feeling dehydrated, make an action, make a step toward him and see what he will do for you. It says the waters gushed out. Man, when I think of that, I think it had to make a sound. Some of you know I love fountains. I think our church should have a massive fountain outside. I love the sound of fountain. I said, we're going to get that other fountain fixed, and then we're going to put a speaker behind it, and we're going to crank up the speaker so people think, like, where's the waterfall? It's that little fountain right there. Because I love that sound. And you know what? I can't help but think when that water was split, somebody turned around and said, whoa, where did that come from? And you, some of you are in dry places. And the Lord says, if you'll take action and you'll split open that rock, it'll gush out and there'll be people who will turn around and be set free because they see what God did for you. And here's the thing, he didn't cause it to gush just for one, but that we would share what he's given us so that others can be refreshed and others can be hydrated and others can experience what it's like that, hey, we've been in this together, and although I split the rock, I'll share the water. And some of you have thought, oh no, I split the rock. This is my water. This is what God did for me. No, there's people who have been with you on your journey and they've been thirsty too, and God may split the rock for you, but it's so that you can share with them, because together it makes a difference. He will do it for you. When you need hydration, he'll bring you joy, he'll bring you confidence, and he will provide what you need, because our Father is our provider. The other thing that we can find in him is rest. This is a popular scripture, Psalms 23, verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. The waters of rest. Sometimes when we're thirsty, we just need to sit down and take a cold drink. Sometimes we are tired and we've been walking and we've been going. The provision is there for us to rest with a cup and just sit beside the still waters, the calmness of God, and take in what he has for you. Don't feed into the enemy of the lie that says you have to be busy, 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 busy to be a sold-out Christian. Because we live in a society, if you're not busy, you must not be doing anything for God. See, the enemy wants to keep you so busy that you don't know what it is you need to be doing for God. He wants to keep you so busy that you're doing things that aren't even supposed to be for you to do. They're for somebody else, but you've been too busy doing their job that you didn't give them a place. Maybe it's your time to let someone else step up where you've been busy. And God says, hey, can we trade spots? Can you come over here and rest in the peace of my waters and take a drink and let them go take a shift? Would that be all right? Because let me tell you, sometimes the blessing is in your rest and not in your doing. And we've been told the blessing is all in the doing. And it is, but it's in both places. Sometimes it's in the rest. So he wants to give us joy. He wants to give us confidence. He wants to give us provision. He wants to give us rest. And then in Isaiah 58, 11, it says, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. I look at that and I see like a well-watered garden. Does anybody actually have a well-watered garden right now? Pat came to my house and she's like, you know, you're supposed to water that. It's a dead plant on my front porch. And I gave her a lovely reason, because we do give lovely reasons for our excuses, right? I'm like, well, it was the clearance plant at Walmart. Didn't have much hope anyways. And sometimes that's what we do spiritually. We're like, well, they were already, you know. They were already on their way out. I just helped kick them, you know. Had I taken a little love and tender care and really babied it and did some things, I believe it would be green, but I didn't. And so it's still sitting there and probably really crispy now because I've been gone for a couple days. But a well-watered garden is one that's growing. One that's healthy, one that's flourishing. I want to be like that. And like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. It just keeps going, just keeps flowing. This scripture tells us he will guide us. He will guide us when we're in drought, and he will satisfy us. And he will strengthen us. So if you've been in a place of drought, you need the Lord to guide you. You need the Lord to satisfy where you felt thirsty, and you need him to strengthen you. And he will. He will allow you to be well watered and have spiritual growth. So, in hydration, we have joy, confidence, provision, rest, and growth. And then I love how he always makes it not about us, but about everybody, right? Proverbs 25:25, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. Somebody needs to hear how God has hydrated you and what he's done for you, because it's refreshing for them. Somebody needs to hear how God has blessed you, how God has brought you through, how he's refreshed your soul, because it's refreshing to them to know that I know somebody who went through something. I seen that. And yet they've been refreshed and they've been restored, and you give them the good news, you give them encouragement. It just is like a cup of cold water when you're weary. It is good to spread good news. Amen? So when we spread good news one to another, it is a blessing one to another. So I'm not sure, Louis, I'm going to have you come and strum and sing and play whatever you want. Louis's been doing an awesome job. I know he's been filling a lot on Wednesdays, and I just appreciate Louis. Can we give him a hand? God is stretching us around here, stretching us, because anytime you have transition and change, it's sometimes uncomfortable, and he shifts and he stretches, and there'll be those that are stepping out, doing things that they haven't been doing, feeling things that they haven't quite felt, or like we talked about, some people who may step into rest and some people who may step into doing who were resting, and all of that creates a change and a difference. But what I do know is that it is not God's will or plan for any of you to be here today and not have your thirst satisfied. That's what I do know. And if you've been thirsty and you haven't been satisfied, he wants to fill that. And, you know, I wasn't even thinking until we got into the words of that I surrender. It says, you know, hunger and thirst, you know, the hunger and thirst. What are the words to that song? It says up here. I can't function without the words right in front of me when we do things up here. And I didn't choose this because of my message, but when we were singing and I thought, Lord, you're so good. It says, here I am down on my knees again, surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me near. The Holy Spirit draws us near. Desperate for you, I surrender. So you have to surrender to that thirst. Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I hunger and thirst. I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. This is like a rushing wind. Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. I surrender, and I want to know you more. I don't know. This is a Hill song that says the guy who wrote this is Matt Crocker. I don't know Matt Crocker. Never met him. I don't even know what he looks like. But what I can tell from this is that he was someone who was in a place in his life where he was thirsty. And he wanted the Lord to drench his soul. And he said, with arms wide open. You know, sometimes I've been in services where I've been, you know, I feel the Lord. And maybe this is what maybe I'm not even doing that. Maybe I'm like, Lord, here I am. I surrender myself to you. And then I've been in times where I'm like, I'm just right here, and then I'm here, and then I've been here, and there's been times that I've been, I'm here. And you know what? I don't think it matters where we're at in those stages as much as it matters that your heart is hungry. Because maybe all you have today is this, Lord, I'm here, and I'm so thirsty, and I've tried to fill it. But nothing's filling it. Would you touch me? And maybe you're here, Lord, I am hungry. I am thirsty. Fill me overflowing. And you're about on the verge to jump and dance with joy. And maybe you're here, arms stretched wide. God, I don't even know what you want of me, but I know I want you, and I want to know you more, and I need you. Wherever you're at today, he wants to fill your cup where it's at, whether it's a small cup or whether it's a large cup. He desires to fill you, and we have that promise that comes from the Word of God today. Because of the Holy Spirit, he will fill us, and we will overflow. And we can be in the heat, we can be in the desert, and we can still be okay. And we don't have to be tired and sleepy. We don't have to be dizzy. We don't have to have the effects on the outside. We don't have to have the headache. We don't have to have all of that. We don't have to have any of it. Because he tells us we can have joy. We can have confidence. We can have provision. We can have rest. And we can have growth even in the hard times. And that's just absolutely unbelievable. But it's truth. And it's ours. And we have access to him this morning. And his water is free. Freely he gave. That scripture, will you put it back up there? Revelation 22:17. Revelations 22:17. We read it at the beginning. And the spirit of the bride say, come. Come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. This morning, if you need God to rehydrate you, it's like when you go to the hospital and you're dehydrated. Anybody done this? I have. And they hook you up to an IV. You got to sit there and let all this other stuff, no matter what your schedule was for the day or how busy you thought you were, you got to sit and allow that hydration to take place so that you can go back out and do what you're supposed to do. And this morning, the Lord says, come. And I just invite you to come to these altars this morning. If you want to stand, if you want to kneel, if you want to stay in your seat, whatever you feel comfortable doing, I want to invite you. I want to say this scripture to you. Come. Come. Let him who thirsts come. And if you so desire this morning, take from the water of life that he freely gives to you. I want to tell you this morning, if you're in this place and you don't know him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I want to say to you this morning, if you've never grasped and received from the Holy Spirit that he is here today and he wants for you to come into the family of God. And it's very simple. All you have to do is believe. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died and was raised again on the third day for our salvations. He was put upon a cross, bled, and took on all of our sins that we could have life. And if you believe that today and you ask him, forgive me for every sin, forgive me for every wrong, he will forgive you and cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. And today there is life for you, and the angels rejoice. Freedom in him for the water that you need in your spirit today. And for the rest of you, I just ask that you just begin to allow the Holy Spirit to just soak in over you right now. He knows what you need. He knows every area that's dry. He knows which area that we talked about this morning that you need. And right now, just let the Holy Spirit pour in you with hands lifted. Just let him pour over you. Let's just worship him. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you this morning in this place. Father, I ask for every dry and thirsty soul to be filled. Lord, drench us with your Holy Spirit. Allow your Holy Spirit to overtake us, God, and go into every crack and crevice that's been dried out and that's no longer been functioning properly. And Lord, I ask that you would renew and you would refresh this morning areas that need renewing and refreshing. I ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would speak to us what we need to do, God, and how we need to interact connect with you, if we need to read the word more, if we need to spend more time in prayer, whatever you're calling us to, that we would submit and say, I surrender to your presence this morning, Lord. Be rich and real in my life. I'm thirsty and hungry from you, and I'll take it, Father God, all that you have to give to me, I receive in this day. Thank you, Jesus. We call out to you, Lord. We call out to you, God, and we tell you we're hungry. Just tell him. He already knows, Lord, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I need more of you in my life, Lord. Fill me, God. Fill me, God, and let me, Lord, share what you give me to others that you've put in my path. Let me share the cup and pass the cup to those that you've placed around me, Lord, that they can be refreshed too. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for your Spirit. Yeah. Oh, your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord is here. Round, that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord. All around, that the Spirit of the Lord is here. This place, fill our hearts with your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came. To encounter your love surrounds us. Flow in this place, fill our hearts with your love surrounds us. We came. To encounter your love surrounds us.
Aren't you thankful this morning that he overflows and that his presence fills us? Just begin to thank him this morning for his presence. Just begin to thank him for overflowing, for surrounding, for changing the atmosphere. See, it says, the atmosphere is changed, and it changes because now we're not dehydrated, but we've received an outpouring for him that hydrates us and allows us to go back and be refreshed. And you claim that this morning, that the atmosphere is changed in my job, that the atmosphere is changed in my home, that the atmosphere is changed wherever I go because I've been refreshed and my mindset is now set on Christ. Amen. Love on someone this morning. God is good. We will see you tonight at 6.